You're tuned in to Rosie on the House, and we were talking a little bit earlier about all the things we do to try and become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. Well, one of the things we're going to be doing on October 18th, I believe. I'm looking at the calendar right now, October 18th. We're going to be at Char's Kitchen, and we are going to be bringing my mom, Baby Kay, at 7 p.m. Limited seats are available. Baby Kay and Jennifer will be, along with the folks at Char's, will be teaching you and showing you how to fix some of our favorite family Cajun recipes. It includes jambalaya, cornbread dressing. I tell
you, you have an outdated list. Sorry.
Oh.
I hold the
y'all
right to edit.
You're editing the menu.
Yeah, it's going to be good. That's okay. All I can tell you. It's Baby Kay, some of her favorite and my favorite Cajun recipes. It'll be enough to make a well-rounded dinner.
Okay.
And then maybe we're going to try one little extra thing. It'll be a lagniappe if we get it done. And that would be her pralines. She said it's been a long time, so we're going to get together and give that a shot. And but yeah, you'll get the recipes. You'll get to see. The treat is getting to see Baby Kay.
You get to see Baby Kay, visit with my mom, and you'll also, of course, get tastings of all of this. There is a price. It's $10. Okay? You go to charskitchen.com. It is limited seating. She has a beautiful facility there, but it's by reservation only. Char's Kitchen, S-H-A-R-S, kitchen.com.
I'm putting it on Facebook right as we speak.
And you're putting it on Facebook, so it probably should fill up pretty quick. That is October 18th.
7 to whenever we finish, probably 8:30, I imagine.
Yeah, probably so. So we'd love to see y'all there.
Great for this time of year when you're getting family in town, you have a little something different to enjoy and share.
Well, I'll tell you, the other thing you're going to get is I'll tell Mama Kay to bring her cleanest Cajun jokes. So you'll get new jokes for the holidays. And they're Cajun jokes, and Cajuns seem to be the only race on the planet that don't care that people tell jokes about them.
Thibodeau and Boudreaux jokes, right?
Boudreaux jokes.
We make up our own.
We make up our own about ourselves. That's right.
That's a good sense of humor when you can laugh at yourself.
So Baby Kay will bring both her clean Cajun jokes.
I'll give you a third one right now. When Boudreaux and Thibodeau come across a big old hole in the ground. Man, they started throwing stuff in there to see how deep that is. Man, they could hear nothing. So they found this big old railroad tie. Man, they throw it in there, and they're looking at nothing. And about 20 seconds later, man, this goat comes hauling through the brush and pachow, jumps right into that hole. Man, they look at each other. I never saw nothing like that. A little while later, they're going into town, and they come up on the boys drinking some coffee, and old Fontenot's over there scratching his head, said, man, I lost my goat. And they said, we saw it. It jumped in that hole out there. And he said, no, my goat couldn't have done that. It was tied up to a railroad tie.
Oops. Okay, there's one of our clean Cajun jokes.
Mama Kay has three now.
You'll get more at charskitchen.com, Cooking with Baby Kay, October 18th. It's $10. We hope to see y'all there. It will fill up fast. Y'all get registered. So that's just another way we like to become your best friend. Hey, we've got Francis calling in from Green Valley. We do have an open line if you'd like to join us, 1-888-767-4348. That's really funny. Okay. Francis.
Hi. It sounds good to have a good laugh. Laughing is contagious.
Yes, ma'am.
The phone is cutting out. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you. I wanted to learn about what questions to ask with having respects to a duct and vent cleaning.
Good.
In the ceilings. Because as I look around, they're all different shapes, and I have a lot of them. And so I don't know what is real cost-wise that I should be asking, because some of them are real high and some of them are less. And it's quoted as high as $30 on some and $40 on others, and others then you see a whole thing.
You know,
so
Frances,
I'll shut up and let you tell me.
That's a great question. And keep her potted up because I'm probably want to ask her a couple more questions as she proceeds through this. Now, Frances, how long have you been in the home?
15 years this year.
Okay. Very good. Now, have you ever had the ducts clean?
No.
Okay. And how old is the air conditioning equipment on the house?
They had to replace it about 2 years ago with a Trane system.
Very good. Okay. Here's what our position is on duct cleaning. You'll see many cleaning companies or duct specialty cleaning companies sending out coupons in the direct mail pieces, advertising it getting done for, you know, $79 a whole house. Here's the problem with those. They're going to take a vacuum cleaner and they're going to reach in as far as they can to the ductwork. They're going to take each register down and vacuum the back of that and get the dust balls off of that. Then they're going to vacuum the duct as far as they can reach. They're going to go into each room and do that, and then they're going to put you back together and you now have your ducts cleaned. But you haven't cleaned the things that really need to be cleaned for you to improve the air quality at your home. All of that stuff that they took out of the ductwork has a whole bunch of more stuff just like that on the coils of your air conditioner. I tell people you shouldn't hire a duct cleaning company unless they are a licensed air conditioning contractor. Because to really do it right, you have to take your air conditioning cabinet partially apart and clean the coils with a bacteria soap, rinse them really well, make sure the condensate pan is clean and blow out the condensate drain line, put it all back together, and clean the ducts from the air handling unit out to the very end. Then what you have to do is once the registers are down, you have to make sure that the ductwork is sealed to the sheetrock, because as the air comes out of the ductwork into the room, if those joints between the ductwork and the seal and behind the wall of the sheetrock aren't sealed, you're creating a little Venturi effect that's actually pulling the dust out of your attic into the room.
I don't have an attic.
But you have insulation in your soffits and whatnot. I mean,
I have it in what?
Is your air conditioning overhead or does it come up from the floor?
It's on the roof.
It's on the roof. Okay. And it's a flat roof. And so all your ductwork goes down into the house by way of an elbow or a straight down. And then you drop down into these things we call soffits, where the ductwork distributes out through your house, the little furred down areas of the ceiling. And if that ductwork isn't sealed, where it is delivering air right into the room, and we usually do that, we do it with a little collar of tape, then it's not going to ever really be as clean as it could be. So I tell people to have a home duct cleaned properly. It requires an air conditioning licensed contractor. It will take them, one or two guys, at least a half a day for each air conditioning unit on your home. You ought to pay somewhere between $400 and $550 for that. Now, here's the kicker. If you then become really disciplined at replacing your air conditioning filters,
right. You
don't have to have that done for another 8 to 10 years.
Okay.
The other side of this argument is you go to these people that call themselves specialty duct cleaning. You respond to the direct mail piece that you get in the mailbox. They charge you $79 to come do it in the spring. And then before they leave your house, they want to book your fall appointment. And they want to be at your house twice a year for $79 a year, or $79 a visit.
Okay.
In the long run, two things. You're going to spend more money, and you're going to get much less of a job. You're not going to do anything to improve your air quality, because as soon as your air conditioner turns on, all of that stuff they couldn't reach just blows out to the outer edges of your ductwork.
I understand.
Now, you're in Green Valley, So I can tell you, if you'll call Joanna at Green Valley Cooling and Heating, they know the right way to clean ducts, and they can get you taken care of. Any Rosie-certified air conditioning contractor throughout the state knows what our standard is. They know what they need to do. And, Francis, I told you that if you become disciplined and exchange the filters as often as you should, it should last you 10 years. Now, that's if you don't have a lot of pets in the house. A lot of pet dander will increase that. Or if you, like in Green Valley, you very well may like to live with the windows and doors open a lot. I certainly would. If you do that, you'll have to do it a little bit more often. But we like to see you change your filter about once a month. And we like to see you change the filter. You say you have a new Trane air conditioning unit. We like to see you change it with a paper pleated filter, not one of those really cheap spun fiberglass filters. And then you'll be all set. So there you go, Miss Francis. I have taken you from beginning to end, everything you need to know about duct cleaning. I hope that answers your question. Feel free to call in anytime with any additional questions you might have. That opens the lines up at 1-888-767-4348. If you'd like to ring in, we could get your name and number, get you on air as quick as we can.
A lot of text questions coming in this morning.
Oh, yeah? From California?
Not from California.
Just that one from California?
These are at least local, yeah. But we had somebody writing in about how to handle woodpeckers messing on a 1985 ranch-style home T111 siding.
You tie them to a railroad tie.
Find a big sinkhole.
Find a big sinkhole and call Boudreaux and Thibodeau.
There's a lot of different things you can do to help scare off a woodpecker. We've got a great article on it. They are protected from game and fish, so it's not a not something you want to. I have no idea what the fine is for something like that, but I don't want to find out either. So it's going to be a...
Now, what they won't fine you for, if you have a woodpecker working on a particular area of your home, and they generally find one area and they stick right there, get yourself some Tabasco hot sauce and sprinkle it all over the area where he's pecking. And I promise you, he won't come back. And if he's landing on your fireplace spark arrestor from a zero clearance firebox and hammering at 5 o'clock in the morning, it's usually about 15 minutes before sunrise. Now, that's usually during the spring because that's how they set up their mating calls. And how many times have we had callers say, man, I've got a woodpecker that wakes me up every single morning. Well, just get up there and spread Tabasco wherever it is they're pecking. And he'll find another place to do his pecking. That's a very humane discourager of woodpeckers. Hot sauce, Tabasco. Okay, there's one trick.
A 928 number texted in and wants to know about water heater maintenance. They've never done anything to their 8-year-old water heater. And wants to know if you should drain it.
Mm-mm.
And mess with it.
Mm-mm. Not after 8 years. As a matter of fact, ignore it. Walk by it. Don't make eye contact with it. Just pretend like it's not even there. If you've ignored it for 8 years, just keep ignoring it. You start messing with it now, you're inviting problems.